with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Detroit is preparing for its final January auto show, which opens on Saturday. It's the city's last winter show before it moves to June in 2020.
With competition fueled by the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas and kind of enough complaints from people over the years about this terrible winter weather, we are finally going to see the auto show in June next year, and I think most people are pretty excited about it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. William Barr, the president's nominee for attorney general, testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. He's expected to be questioned about his relationship with the president, his plans for the Justice Department, and his thoughts on the investigation into Russia by special counsel Robert Mueller. President Trump ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions in November. Matthew Whitaker has been serving as interim attorney general. Republicans hold a 43-47 advantage in the U.S. Senate. The path of the United Kingdom's exit from the European Union remains uncertain heading into a key vote on Tuesday on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to leave the EU. Tuesday's vote follows 5 days of debate over the agreement, which is facing opposition from May's own party as well as the opposing Labour Party. For everything you need to know about Brexit, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Alphabet's Wing Unit and other drone companies say they've tested a new system to identify airborne drones, which could help boost expanded uses of unmanned aircraft down the line. Separately, federal regulators are proposing preliminary rules that would allow small drones to fly over crowds and at night, provided certain conditions are met, like enhanced training for ground operators. The rules would apply to drones under 55 pounds. A rise in demand for CBD oil could mean a comeback for hemp, which President Trump removed from a list of federally controlled substances as part of a December farm bill. CBD is a derivative of hemp or marijuana, and companies are adding it to drinks, foods, and dietary supplements. Proponents say CBD oil can help with anxiety, inflammation, and other conditions without the psychotropic element that makes marijuana users high. Many expect hemp cultivation to surge in the coming years as a result of increased CBD demand. Still to come, Detroit's final January auto show. The North American International Auto Show begins in Detroit on Saturday, but it's the last year the auto show will be held during the winter in January. Next year, it'll be moved to June. Joining us now via Skype from Detroit with more on the move is Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts. Adrian, the Detroit Auto Show is more than a century old, but it's been held in January for the past 30 years. In that time, as you found out, attendees have developed some creative coping mechanisms to help ward off the cold. Tell us about some of them.
Right. And now I've been coming to the January show for a while, and I'm like, why didn't I know these? So we have people, some of the executives at Toyota bring ski boot warmers. So when they walk through the back parking lot to get to their area in the arena, their feet get wet. So at the end of the day, they need to dry them off with ski boot warmers. And there's even a name for a sickness that people develop here called the Kobo cough, which who knew there was a name just for this venue of a sickness. So it was really interesting talking with people who have been coming for decades who have developed ways to kind of get through the show, because every year, like someone said in the article, it usually falls on the coldest or the snowiest week of January, and it's terrible for a lot of people.
So as you found in talking to attendees, and as you say in your piece for the Wall Street Journal, you definitely found a mix of nostalgia and relief about this decision to move the show from January to June. So tell us a little bit more about why the organizers are making this decision.
Sure. So it's kind of been a long time coming. And when you talk to the organizers, they say they've been thinking about it. But I think it accelerated in the last few years here because CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, started to be a place where automakers would unveil new technologies because that's all focused around mobility. And they were increasingly going there over going to the Detroit show. And then there was a time when CES fell the same week of the Detroit Auto Show. And so they had to move it. And once they moved it, it kind of became, you know, they had to give up their power play. And now it's finally moving to June after years of complaints from people. And it is true. There is a lot of nostalgia surrounding it because it's been in January since the mid-1970s. And over that time, I mean, there is this bonding effect that's created when you're in a room with thousands and thousands of people and they've struggled to get here and you've struggled to get here and you're all cold. So I think in a way people are going to miss that camaraderie that's created. But on the other hand, I think June will be a much better showing of Detroit.
Adrian, we're talking about more than just a literal change in climate. Also, the auto industry has changed a lot. Tell us about some of the changes that have occurred and the new challenges for automakers since the 1970s when this show began being held in January in Detroit.
Right. So, you know, it became an international show in 89. And at that point, it was the place to be if you were an automaker and you had a product to show. This is where you came to, and you made sure that you were going to do the splashiest event. And the Detroit Auto Show kind of became the major player in doing this. And what's happened now is that, well, first there was the recession, which really changed the tone of the auto industry. And that was in 2009. And since then, automakers are saying, you know, listen, like, we don't need to wait until Detroit to showcase our products. Like, this is happening all the time. We want to do these product reveals on our own schedule, and we don't have to wait and spend millions of dollars, which is what they spend here, to do their displays and their, you know, 20-minute press conference. So it became a lot more expensive, and that's why you're seeing automakers pull out, like Mercedes, BMW, and Audi aren't here this year, and it feels a little different.
Adrian, this year's show opens to the public on Saturday. What can we expect?
Yeah, so I think in general, consumer attendance has always remained steady. And that's an important point to keep in mind, because although, you know, the media might complain that there's not enough reveals or it's a slower show, for consumers, this is something they continue to come to each year. And what we're seeing on the show floor is a lot of SUVs, which are the hot car. And this is what people want to drive. They want to drive sport utility vehicles. They do not want to be in sedans. And on the other end of that, we're also seeing these high performance vehicles that, you know, have 700 plus horsepower and aren't very cheap and, you know, feel like you're on a racetrack. So it's an interesting mix of really the sport utility vehicles that people want to drive and these kind of halo vehicles that most people won't. And then what you're not seeing, there's hardly any sedans here. It's just that budget sedan that people, you know, graduate college and that's their first car. We're not seeing that this year.
And if we can look ahead even to next year and when the show will be moved to June, what are some of the expectations for that show?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of anticipation around it because there is a lot of potential in the sense that this venue, Cobo Center, where it's held now, it'll be the venue next year, but it really is right in the heart of downtown Detroit. So organizers are saying, you know, we can expand outdoors, we can do test drives, and which you wouldn't really want to do a test drive in, you know, 17-degree weather.
Right.
So that's an option now. And they really want to make it more like South by Southwest, they say, like more like an outdoor festival. And so people could, you know, run to a new restaurant for dinner and then hop over and come see the show. Right now, it's kind of like you come here, you park, and you stay inside, and then you go home. So they're really hoping it'll showcase more of Detroit's best features and the water. The Detroit River is, you know, right in front of us here. So the hope is that it becomes more of an outdoor festival-like event rather than, you know, an indoor trade show like it is now.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Adrian Roberts joining us via Skype from Detroit to talk about the Detroit Auto Show. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.